Anyway, we're at the end of Kuf Pei Dalid, up to Sif Yud Aleph. The last thing we learned last week was the Halacha Derech. In the Gris Maisha, there is a tshuva in Yerdei Gimel, tshuva Nun Ches, what to do Lamaisa. Who writes a lot, says, Derech, you know, you have all the opinions. What do you do Lamaisa when you're Yaitzel Derech, Lagabir Machlaikis, if these things are mutter? So Ramesha says, Lamaisa to Asa Tashmish on the Yom HaVeset, if it's even by Yaitzel Derech. But on the Arzarua, he says to be machmir, to be makel, you can be makel on the Arzarua. It's clara Moshe held to be machmir on the Arzarua otherwise, but you can be makel on the Yaitzel Adara. About Chibuk and Nishuk, what about Chibuk and Nishuk? It's the Yom HaVest, and a person is Yaitzel Adara. It's not the Arzarua, it's the regular Yom HaVest, and she doesn't see Dam now, so Bia we ask her. So Ramesh has a nice lomdis why to be mati chibuk and nishuk. He says the following. He says, what's the machloikis if yaitzel aderech is mutter? So the grub brought that it's a machloikis if vestis deraisa or vestis derabanan. If vestis are deraisa, so you have to be machmir by yaitzel aderech. You can't be make on a deraisa because it's a yaitzel aderech. If you hold vestis derabanan, then we say the Rabbanan the Ikara were makel by Yaitzel Aderech. That's the Machlaikis Rishayim. Pesachei Tshuva brought that some cipher, and the Yehuda hold Vestis, the Rabbanan is only La'akara Maisa. If it passed, he didn't do a Vedika, it's a Rabban. But to be Chayshish L'chadchila, it's Deraisa. And that's why there's some cipher paskin that Yaitzel Aderech is Aser, because he held Vestis Adaraisa, La'aloch. Comes out, the whole machlokes of Yaitzel Aderech, if Bia is Mutter, if Tashmish is Mutter, is totally if Vestis Adaraisa, Vestis Adarabanan. So we know our rule in Halacha. Anytime there's any chashash of Adaraisa, we're Machmir. So Ramesh says to be Machmir. What about Chibuk and Nishuk? So Ramesh brings that the Isser Chibuk and Nishuk is itself a machlokes Rishainim. If chibuk v'nishuk to anida is deraisa drabanan, but the Gra later in Kuf Tzadik Hey says that chibuk v'nishuk is deraisa because of loisikrevu legalei serva. There's an issa deraisa of loisikrevu not to do things that are mekariv ma'isa bia. But Ramesh brings it that itself is a machlekes rishayim. If chibuk v'nishuk is deraisa or not by anida, by a real anida. So Ramesh makes a cheshbin, comes out by chibuk and nishuk. You have by chibuk and nishuk, which is not a nida. It's the yom havest. It's a svek sveka. It's the raisa drabanan. Why? Because even tashmish itself is a machlekes rishayim. If tashmish on yom havest is the raisa or drabanan, that depends if vest is the raisa, vest is the drabanan. And even if you hold tashmish is the raisa, you have another machlaikis, and chibuk and nishuk is deraisa drabanan even by anida. So it turns out there are two tzadim, it's a drabanan. Could be chibuk and nishuk is a drabanan. Could be yom havest is drabanan. So it's a svek sveka by yaitzel aderech, so that's why he says you're allowed to be mekel on chibuk and nishuk in a case of a yaitzel aderech. That's his lomdis. Only one thing bothered me about this tshuva, the lomdis is klar. Only one thing bothered me is the tshuva is to Reb Ruvain, to his son, and it's dated Tufshin Yud Tes, which is 1959. I don't believe his son was married in 1959. I remember Reb Ruvain, I used to go to my grandmother in the late 60s, he was the Rav of the Pirchei Minyan. I don't know if he was just about married then. So in 59, if someone could check it out, I don't believe he was married. It's funny you should have a tshuva on Yaitzel Aderech. So you have to know the story in order to know what? He was married in 59. He's older than I think.
My parents were married at 60, and his son is a year older than me.
And his son's a year older, so hopefully he was married by 59. Okay. All right, so I take it back. So maybe it was a chassan. He was riding the Shiloh. What? It could have learned it before as well. I know. Rav Reuven himself once told me a certain tshuva was written to him. I asked him a question about it. So he said, "B'sayf yamav Avraham Moshe, he had written a lot of chidushim baydidim, chidushim that weren't on one of the masechtas that they could print in Dibros Moshe. So they wanted to print them, so they just wrote as if it's a tshuva. They put it in Dibros Moshe. So they wrote it to Rav Reuven, to his grandson, to the other grandson. They gave everyone a few kibudim to have it written to them." So Reuven didn't tell me about this. He told me about a different tshuva that they stuck in it. Anyway, be it as it may, whoever was written to, the psak is a clear psak. The yaitz l'derech, you're allowed to be mekel on chibuk and nishuk, not on tashmish itself. Hayayis de samoholz a deraisa, and there's a roi, you can be mekel. Okay, sifyut aleph. Isha sheyesh la veses liyamim levad, a woman who has a cycle to see on a certain day, v'giyashas vesta, also lava yoleha at yishalena. It's also to do bia until you ask her. It's a halacha that you have to ask her after the yom vest passes whether she saw dam on that day. The main vest, and if she has no vest, then yom lamed l'riyasa haviki giyashas vesta. So this is the Oina Beinonis, which is the 30th day. I mentioned the other week, some say it's the 31st day. 30 means 30, v'loyad v'chlal, meaning the 31st day. So the 30th or 31st day, havik yishas vesta, m'shasa achar vest. Now listen to this. M'shasa achar vest. We just said, the yayma vest, you have to ask her, b'peh, if she saw, if she didn't see. V'chayshish, that maybe she saw. And the husband approaches her, and she's ashamed to say. She's supposed to be baidik on those days. You have to ask her. So he says she's not baidik. You do a bidik afterwards. So again, you have to ask her. We're afraid that out of shyness she's not telling. If a man is speaking to his wife in a way that shows an interest. So she may be shy to say, so she has to say that everything's fine. That's the halach. V'mshasa achar vest. Now listen to this. The vest passed. So she might have seen, let's say she's supposed to see on the 34th day. So the husband didn't ask her anything on the 34th day. And he waited, shir shetisper v'titfail. He waited 12 days. Could be he was traveling. It's right after the din of Yaitzel Derech. Could be stam, it was tax season or something, you know, so he didn't look at his wife for 12 days. 12 days later, yava yaleh vein tzarech lisho. 12 days later, he doesn't have to ask her. Why? Because maybe she didn't see. You know, she did see, she had enough time to go to the mikveh. So Mimela, he doesn't have to ask her anything.
Why would you say maybe she didn't see? Is it a chazaka that she sees every month?
So she did see, and she went to the mikveh already. And Mimela, so you could assume that she went to the mikveh, ain't tzarech lishol, you don't have to ask. This is the halacha. I think most people have enough of a shprach with their wives to ask, and hopefully by the 12 days we'll ask. But this is the shura sadin. So that this sif is brought in connection to a discussion about whether a woman should go to the mikveh on a night where her husband won't be there. Does a woman go to the mikveh? You're saying she has to tell her husband. Well, she never told us she was tamei. I guess she doesn't have to tell she went to the mikveh. But I know I could see he hasn't asked her in 12 days. I could see that she won't feel like asking him. But whatever the human part of it is, there's a question as to whether a woman should go to the mikveh on a night shaloi tizokik labayla. What's the shayla? One second. First, the shayla comes up in the mountains. Very often men have a situation. They can't go up during the week for one reason or another. And the question is, if a leil tefillah comes out on a Tuesday or a Wednesday, and he's coming up on Thursday, or he's out of town, and leil tefillah comes up, whether she should go to the mikveh or not. Or, sometimes you have a situation where a man is in the hospital, he's not well, and she wants to go to the mikveh just for handing things or other things. And there won't be any bia. So from this sif, they bring a raya. To some of the chara doesn't need a raya. It's very hard to know why shouldn't a woman go to the mikveh just because she likes tisakik labayla. Here in the Sif, it seems he's allowed to assume she went to the mikveh. Enough days passed for her to go. She went. He didn't tell her he's interested in anything. And just from that alone, that she goes to the mikveh. That's what it appears from this machaber clear. There's a good maramakim in Simek Kuf Tzadik Zayin, Pesche Tshuva Ches. He brings a shayla of a woman whose Leil Tvila comes out during the Yemei Avelus, the week of Avelus of her husband. He's also with her during the 7 days of Avelus. A man is also with his wife even on a mikveh night. And even on Shabbos, we say Dvarim Shabbatzin HaNayig. So there, the Pesche Tshuva brings that she could go to the mikveh. Me'aitama Yehitter is going to the Maram Lublin. Me'aitama Yehitter Li'isha Litvo V'lel Shabbos Shal Yabayla Oval V'yam Shvi Ha'ya Shabbos My Omrit Halay Osel L'Shamesh Arachi Yitzim B'Beis HaKnesses B'yam HaShabbos. She's going to the mikveh Friday night. If it's the seventh day, he's still Osir, the Levaya was Sunday. He's still Osir in Tashmish till after he leaves Shul Shabbos morning. Vasil Shamish Biyayim, and anyway, you don't do Biya Biyayim. Valayim of Wubisim should begin with the Oval, Bechol Shah Kravis Mutter. But the Oval is Mutter Mishah Kravis, he's Mutter in Chibuk and Nishuk. And therefore, he says that she could go to the mikveh. So we have from the Mashmois and the Shulchan Aruch here and the Pesachei Tshuva there, that a woman is allowed to go to the mikveh even if it's loy tezakik lebayla on that night. From where?
Because you're going Friday night when
it's not the Pesachei Tshuva there is really coming from a different angle. Because Matzah Shabbos, l'chatchila, you're not supposed to go to mikveh Matzah Shabbos. Because Matzah Shabbos, you can't do achanis till nightfall. If it comes out Matzah Shabbos, you do it. But if you're pushing it off for one reason or another, you're not supposed to push it to Matzah Shabbos. So he's talking there, what happens if he's an oval and she pushes it to Matzah Shabbos, whether it's mutter. That's the arichus there.
Right.
But Agav, you see that a pi halacha, you're allowed to go to the mikveh on a night that shalit tizakik labayim. From where does it come, those who are misnageh to this idea? It comes from a Sefer Chassidim. The Sefer Chassidim, it says that, it seems to say that a woman should not go to the mikveh on a night shalait tizakik labayla, and the Chassidish Paiskim, I don't just mean Kabbalists, Chassidish Paiskim bring this idea that Ketshuva brings some strange things, that if she goes to the mikveh on a night shalait tizakik labayla, I think he says she should sleep with a knife under her pillow. Whatever that means, it's not because someone's going to attack her, at least not a physical creation. But he brings some type of huji-wuji type of tikkun for it. So how serious one has to take it is a matter of a cultural background. The Chassidim take it much more seriously. I know years ago, in the Litvisher circles, in the country, there was a tremendous push that women should not push off their mikveh night, because it ended up happening is that Thursday night, the mikvahs, well, the summer was packed, and it was a big tircha for the mikveh ladies on Thursday night, they have to cook. What? If he comes out in the week, it's good. Not everyone is in his own business. Some people don't have the option. Well, whatever it is, he should come out middle of the week. But the fact is that Thursday night became a very busy night, and it became a very difficult thing. So that at that time, I think, if I recall correctly, Hill David was somehow involved. You don't make a call carrying the newspapers about this type of thing, but to try to depress the women not to push it off in such a case.
Maybe the basement could be rebuilt, but they're going to go to Mikvah Hataras. I mean, what was
it? But it'll be spread evenly over the nights
of
the week.
What's
in time of the basement? I mean, they went for Taras
anyway. So you know that you go anyway.
So it depends how, if you ask me, if you look at the Sefer Chassidim, now I don't know from these things, but if you read the words of the Sefer Chassidim, it doesn't say she shouldn't go to the mikveh if her husband's not there. It says she shouldn't go to the mikveh im loy tezakik labayla. It could be he meant as chashar zera levatala, that if the husband is going to be home, but he won't be bia, so maybe that's what he meant. Let's say an oval. So he's muta b'chibuk and nishuk and also tashmish. So it might lead to other averis. So therefore, you shouldn't do it. Ramesh Grad in his Truva about a Yaitzel Aderech, he says, Chibuk Anishik is Mutta by a Yaitzel Aderech, but not Tashmish. He says, Kol Zeh is if it won't lead to Zerah Levatola, because in Kain, also Metamachet. So it could be, if you want to learn, it's always the question, if you learn Sefer Chassidim, if you're allowed to learn logical explanations into the Sefer Chassidim or not. Or whether you have to assume that whatever the Sefer Chassidim is Kabbalistic. So I don't know. Now Sefer Chassidim writes not to name your children Yehuda and not to name your children Shmuel. You shouldn't give names Yehuda and you shouldn't give names Shmuel to your children. So there was once an Asifa about one of the Rav Yehuda Achasins in Europe, and whether to be makbid, not to be makbid. So it's brought that the Marshal stood up, and the Marshal said, "Ani b'nei banav Rav Yehuda Achasin, v'shmi Shmuel, v'shem Avi Yehuda." That's what he said. And the way I understand, he explained that there was a logical reason. His name was Yehuda, Rav Yehuda Achasin. So he knew his children, they'll be machlaikis. Everyone's going to name after him, or name after his father, was a great man. And there'll be machlaikis and families over it. So he wanted to avoid machlaikis. He said, don't name Yehuda, don't name Shmuel. And he didn't mean never to give the name. There are plenty of Yehudas and Shmuels around today. So the question is how vite to take it. So I'm not telling you what to do, whatever your minig is. I think in the yeshiva world, this is not taught to chassanim, that if your wife's not there, if you're not going to be there, that your wife shouldn't go to mikveh that night. In the chassidish world, it's taken, I think it's taken much more seriously than on a leil tefillah, the husband has to be there, you don't go to the mikveh. So nahara naro pashte, it's like everything else in minhagim. Each has his own meaning. We're not talking about isurim deraisis, not even talking about isurim derabanan. We're talking about a meaning that some kehilas have and some don't. From this mechaber is mashma, that she goes to the mikveh, even if she doesn't know if her husband will be tizakik la, because it says mshasa achar aves shir shetisper v'titful yave yalev ain't tzarech lisho. So it's mashma that way. Okay, the last sif, sif yud beis.
What happens if the yavav has passed the
All right, the question is, if you have a woman who's not kavua, like most of the women today, or even if she is kavua, but everything passed, either the MFS passed, or the Lamed, the Lamed Aleph, and the Yamachaydish passed, the Yamachloga passed, everything is already passed. So you ask her, and she says, yeah, she's Baidik, and she's Tar, so she's Mutta Labaila. The question is, so let's say it comes the 35th day, everything passed, and yes, Khan, she's Mutta Labayla, and it's fine. Then 2 days later, again, you want to have Tashmish. So the question is, do you have to do anything about it? So Shulchan Aruch, it doesn't say, doesn't have to do anything. You pass the days you chayshish for, chilaylam leiterah, she'll see it someday. But all days being equal, there's no takana of harchaka. Ramesha does write in the tshuva, we'll come to it later, Yitzhashem, that after everything passed, it's taiv that she should do bedikis any leil tashmish. Not the chiyuv. It's taiv. So she should do bedikis on leil tashmish after all the things passed. She knows she's pregnant, she doesn't have to, but otherwise, she should play it safe and do bedikis. She doesn't have to do bedikis a few minutes before tashmish, which is very upsetting. But in the afternoon or the evening of that day, you should do a bedika just as a play it safe, so to speak. It shouldn't be a raya b'amtzataj. You shouldn't come to have dam during tashmish. So, but to say she mechuyev to ask her, that it doesn't.
So that the same thing can happen any time. If she's not regular, she should possibly do a bedika.
So normally, if it's before the yom haflaga, yeah. So I'm chayshish for yom haflaga. I don't have to be chayshish any other day. No, it's the day you expect.
Say it's 2 days before yom haflaga. So
it's
regular anyway. Maybe she should.
We have enough chubris without you waiting another one. So, sif your days. What? Hayol aves liyamim uleveset neveses haguf. Now here, kugain kfitza. Okay, there's something called the vest haguf. right? We'll have later Dinei Vestais. There's a vest for a day she expects to see. There's a vest Haguf. The vest Haguf is the vest Kfitza. She does some type of physical gymnastics, and from that she's Muchzik, that with Kfitza she sees. So here it's talking that she sees on a certain day when she does Kfitza on that day. That's a Chazaka. Okay, she saw 3 months in a row on pick a day, on the 33rd day, and all three times she did Kfitza. Now what Kfitza is, it doesn't mean a jumping that she normally does, it means she did gymnastics, she did whatever it is, she did something unusual, and she saw it. So, ukiyaitzeben, kima shevest toli b'maisa, since the vest set is not toli just in yamim, it's toli b'maisa, eimo loy kavtzav loy rasa. So, if she doesn't tell you anything, you could assume, and you don't have to ask her, you could assume she didn't jump, she didn't see. Avol chishesh is loy nebeinu shilah medyayim. But just because she doesn't jump on that day, it doesn't mean she has to be chayshish for anything. She has to be chayshish for the ayin of veininess. So Shach Lame Gimel explains the kavanah of the Shulchan Aruch is veitzarach sheyishalena afilu loyishasa sheyishatispa v'titfol. Shach Lame Gimel explains the mechaba means I just said you have to ask her after the vest passes. Here you don't have to ask her after the vest passed because Eimalekavtza, who says that she did this physical act that brings about her period.
Again, she wouldn't see if she wasn't.
Without kfitza, she has no chazaka. She has no chazak. So here there are a few difficulties. There's a long Shach Lamed Beis, as you can see, and basically Shach Lamed Beis says the following. Later in Kuf Pei Test, there are two types of vest haguf. There are two types of physical vestais. One is kofza. She jumps, she does something that makes her brings about the dam. And the other is a vest that's called itcha. She sneezes. These are unusual physical symptoms. She has some physical symptom that comes with the vest. And that's the other type of vest haguf, which is mentioned. Piyuk v'itush. Itcha, piyaka. It means she has physical symptoms that come with it. Today some women get cramps. If it's a type of cramp she gets from a bellyache too, it's not a vest, but I mean she only gets these type of cramps during that time. That's a vest haguf. If she has such simanim, she has to be chayshish for her period. So the Shach says that he doesn't know pshat in the Shulchan Aruch vestes haguf kagan kfitza. Kfitza, he understands. She's smuchzik, she sees the 33rd day with the vest haguf. So if the vest haguf is jumping, something she has bechira to do or not to do, then I understand Dr. Shach. She didn't do it, she didn't see. But he says kfitza is the only vest haguf mentioned in Shas. The other vest haguf is piyaka v'itcha. Those don't happen because she chooses to do it. Those happen by karcha. Those happen against her will. So he's matmiya on the Shulchan Aruch. How the Shulchan Aruch says vest haguf, vest hayamim, you don't have to ask her if it passes. But what about other types of vest haguf? It says kfitza kiyaitzabai. The other vest haguf, piyaka v'itcha, you should have to be chayshish for. So the Shach is marich to be matmiya on the kiyaitzabai. His taina is there is no other vest haguf except for kofza itcha piyaka. So the Teres HaShlomim in Chav Dalid makes away with it. He says in Chav Dalid, "Kagan kfitzo kiyaitzabai." The whole problem is kiyaitzabai. Haynu achila shum v'shar devarim chamim. Oishar ma'isa sheyaisa shemikuriya de'aynis. Dava k'may kfitzo v'zeh poshut. He says, "Lachinami." He always says kfitzo in Shas. So what? The Shach thought of other things. There are other examples that are totally in her bechira. She ate certain types of food that bring about the period. But if it's a physical symptom that's not totally in her choice, so the L'chein herach la'asig alav. Why was the shach ma'asig? He understood it's going on piyokanitish too. V'ulai gam b'siyasim v'aydin v'vest ha'guf v'chulu. V'ulai ma'ar b'vest ha'guf. Di bon ay de maysa dum yek fitza aber le bishar best es gab yek fitish mit deichik and the shach said it's a deichik the shach one shom khov esta go fairi void le bisino bishar so place kim shom esta go fairi de maysa rak fitza a kan the shaina the shach was mat mi yak si sa fitza ki yitza bay has to be pek fitish so on that the teres shlom says it's not true mashakos le bisino shom esta go fairi de maysa rak fitza so va de yinai it's not true a basis in dim shach bizach rajba The Gemara Taki doesn't mention anything else. But the Mechaber came after the Rashba. The Rashba mentions other things. Comes out that there's no Machlekes Lahalacha. This long Sharach and Teres HaShlamim both agree that if it's a Vest HaGuf that comes against her will, like a physical symptom, that's the same as a regular Vest HaYamin. If she always sees on a certain day with a physical symptom, so it's like any vest, and you have to ask her afterwards if she had a period, if she saw it down. So this is one issue. Now here, there's a second issue that has to do with vestas. This I have to sort of be magdum a rule. Okay, today our women, ruba de ruba, are not regular in the sense that they don't get their period the same day every month. Once upon a time, they were regular. And there's a whole long siman with different patterns that women had. Some women saw the day of the month. Some women saw the same interval every month. The Gemara says, and the Shulchan Aruch says, there are women who saw it in patterns. Vesta Dilug, Vesta, they saw 1 month on a certain day, next month a day later. In other words, they saw 31st day, 32nd day, 33rd day. That's the way they went. The Shaila, the Gemara always says, they go up, 30, 31, 32, 33. That's a kviyas, to go up. What about going down? The Gemara doesn't say going down. So somebody shared him, oh, going down is not a kviyas. You can't keep on going down till zero. Where are you going to go from there? You can't have less. How far down could you go? You can go forever. Theory. Not going to happen, but you could. Anyway, this is all patterns in Simin Kupetas. There's a shaila there. What happens if she has a period and you could teach it two ways? The most common of these that does come up sometime is a woman sees a number of months in a row on the 29th day. What's special about the 29th day? There's something called Vest HaShavua. Vest HaShavua, she sees on Wednesdays. She sees Wednesday. 29 days later, it's 4 weeks later, Wednesday. 20 days, 4 weeks later, Wednesday. Now she saw Wednesday. She's kavua for Yom HaShavua, for Wednesdays. Is she kavua for the 29th day? Not kavua for the 29th day. Right? Because she saw one Wednesday. 29 days later, second Wednesday. 29 days later, third Wednesday. The only two intervals. Wednesday, one interval, 29. Wednesday, second interval, 29, Wednesday. So she's not kavua for 29 days. She's kavua for Wednesdays. So now she has to be chayshish for every fourth Wednesday. Good. Now, next month, guess what? She sees the 29th day, Wednesday. Now, what's she kavua? She can be kavua for every fourth Wednesday. Keep on going. Or she can be kavua for 29 days.
Both.
Or both. What's it have to mean? Let's say next month, instead of Wednesday, she sees Thursday. So what's she chayshish for the next month? She's a kavua. Yeah. Is she chayshish for the fourth Wednesday? Is she kavua for Yom HaShavua? Or is she chayshish for 29 days? Which will be Thursday. So the Chavis Das, in Kupetes, has a rule. When you have two kviyasin, you can teach it two ways, you teach the more common one. How do you know what's more common? We do a publicity survey? No. We go back to the Gemara. What's mentioned in the Gemara as a typical vest is Vest HaDilug, not Vest HaShavua. And therefore, we touch up a vest, whatever is more common. So this is the rule. The vest, whatever is more common. So in this case, if she sees the fourth month, You just because she's kavua for 29 days. That's it. Not Wednesdays. You have to be yakin on Wednesdays. We tight shit that it's a 29-day interval.
Why should it be more?
And she's kavua for.
It's more common for her every Wednesday.
It's more common for her
as opposed to the velt.
No, in the velt 29 days is more common than every fourth Wednesday.
But
for her, we go according to what's more common in the world because we don't know which one.
For her, it's a new start, and now it becomes every Thursday.
So it might become now every Thursday, every 29th day, right? So that's the Chavis Das's cloud. I have to tell you, many years ago, I had a chassan whose wife was kavua for this. Very confusing. It was kavua for three Wednesdays. I went to Rav Moshe Bick then, and I asked him a bunch of questions about it. It becomes very, very complicated. The halacha is, if you're kavua and you're oikarit, you're oikarit today. She saw three Wednesdays, she was oikarit and gone. But the halacha is, once you're kavua, you get it back with just once. See, a woman's kavua for 33 days. And then she goes 2 years without seeing 33 days. And 1 year a month, she sees the 33rd day. So that month, she only has to be chayshish for kfiyas. And now for lam lam and out. So I asked Rav Bick, how do you get back a kfiyas for every fourth Wednesday? Do you have to keep a calendar for every fourth Wednesday on this pattern? Yeah. Or whenever she sees the fourth Wednesday? Or like, so Rav Bick, I had asked him a bunch of shahs about this woman. He said, when it happens, you'll ask me. And you know, he had enough. but anyway, the rule is kviyas yitaych by what's Moshiach. Memela, we have a kasha here on Sifyud Beis. How do you have a woman that's kavua for Vest HaYomim and Vest HaGuf together? What does that mean? She saw every 33rd day, 3 months in a row, and did a kvitsa, jumped on those 33 days. What's more common? A woman who sees a pattern of days, or a woman who sees when she jumps? Because a pattern of days is more common than kfitza. So why are we saying she's kavua for days and kfitza? Just say she's kavua for days. The kfitza is incidental. Why touch the kfitza as causing a period?
It's the catch.
So the Chabas Das is bothered by this kasha. Why are we touching it this way? So the Chavis Das answers, and look at Pesachei Tshuva Chavches.
She never jumps the rest of the month. She only jumps that one day.
She only jumps. No, she jumps other times.
And nothing happens.
Nothing happens. So she only. We say she's kavua to jump on this day. The two together.
On the 33rd day, she sees.
Right. But why don't I say she sees on the 33rd day? Now she sees if she jumps on the 33rd day.
Well, that's incidental. That's what I'm saying. She jumps all month and nothing happens.
So look at the
33rd day.
Let's see what the Chavis Das says. Chavis Das chof ches ki yaitzabai. So first he brings the shach. Mashma dahinu piyik vihitu shud kabaseinu vayin shach shutam alza. So first he brings the shach. Pisrei tshuva chof ches. Tshuva chof ches. First he brings the shach. Mashma dahinu piyik vihitu shud kabaseinu. Even a physical symptom, the kavasayu, by shach shetamal zed, the kavdu will come on kupei test, the dealer kavesta yamim lechud. Itosh is something that happens against her will. I interes hashlamim, it's a dritayu, can I say, please say, shekosu, the bashu kosu, mechabek yaitzim, by rotz aloi, we can go in okla shum, a pilpul, ayin shum. So this is what I showed you in the teres hashlam. Now, by chavaz da, shekosav, loy lo mayri, b'piyak v'itosh. It's talking really by any physical symptom. Elo. She's not saying kavua for a shchaydish and piyuk and nitush. What does that mean? She had many rashi chadashim that she didn't do piyuk v'lay rasa. When rashi chaydish comes and she doesn't have a physical symptom, she doesn't bleed. Rashi came here alone, but gimel rashi chaydish shalike sidran. She piyuk of a rasa upiyuk kama pa'amim. She piyuk of a rasa. So we know Rosh Chodesh is not Gairim. It's not the day that's Gairim. Because the day passed, nothing happened. Only when the day passed, plus the physical symptom, then she saw. Also, Upiyaka Kaba Pabim Shalai Rosh Chodesh Vilay Rasa, like Chaim was saying, that many times she had the symptom not on Rosh Chodesh, she didn't see. Da'oz Layhava Veskavua, Rak Liyin Shein Lo Tzarech Lakush, Rak Lepiyuk Shal Rosh Chodesh. So what's the case of the Shulchan Aruch? A physical symptom plus Rosh Chodesh, she's Kavua. Only if there are times she has piyuk without Rosh Chodesh, and times she has Rosh Chodesh without piyuk, so then we say she's only kavua for the two of them together. Avo L'Rosh Chodesh L'Chod V'Adei Etzorach L'Achus Shabbat Tefayik. They look at L'Rosh Chodesh and why Yishol HaKasidra. He's saying that she only has to be Chayshish for Rosh Chodesh and Piyuk when she has Rosh Chodesh and Piyuk together. Because she had many times Rosh Chodesh Levad and many times Piyuk Levad, and they're not Goyrim separately. However, well, Lididan, the rule that we said holds true, that when you have a woman who sees three straight months on Rosh Chodesh with a physical symptom, she's come off for the day even without the physical symptom. Because of the Chavadas's rule, when you have two things that are Kaveya, you can touch it two ways. We touch it by the Moshiach. And therefore we would touch it just by the Yamim, which is the more common of the Vestas. Okay, so this is the end of Kuf Pei Dalet. The halachis of Yom HaVest, that when Yom HaVest comes, you have to ask her. Okay, we move on to Kuf Pei Hei. Kuf Pei Hei is back to back with the end of Kuf Pei Dalet. Okay, the end of Kuf Pei Dalet is you have to ask her when the vest comes. So in Kuf Pei Hei, it tells us a din, not well known, but a isha she becheskes tameya. A woman says she had a period, she's becheskes tameya. Osir loy lova yaleha, at shetayma loy tavalti. A man is not allowed to be with his wife. She has to say to him, tavalti, I was tayvel, and that amira, tavalti is good. Now, she doesn't say the word tavalti, she could say, I went to the mikveh, or you drop her off at the mikveh. So you know that she went to the mikveh. But otherwise, she has to tell you, tavalti, because otherwise, because I'm a chayshish, that she'll be ashamed she didn't go, and the husband will show interest, and she'll do without anything. I'll just show you, Pisri Tshuva Aleph, Chiddush Kuf Pei Hei, Pisri Tshuva Aleph, Afilo Shecheves Etzloi, Loi Mahani, At Shetayim Loi Beferish Tavalti. Even Shecheves Etzloi doesn't help, unless she says Beferish Tavalti. The Chashulchan is Mefakfek a little on this. V'shecheves etzloi should be just as good as tavalti by yishuk sheira, but lemaisa as I shtei chaves da, so it's not hard to be mashmi.
She comes out and says, "I'm going out to the mikveh." That's just, and she comes back home.
It's the same thing. She says, "I'm going to the mikveh."
Why is this not so to what we said before?
If you know the mikveh is open in our communities, we know it's open.
Yeah. Why is this not so to what we said before? Before we said, if her day passes and then she didn't say anything. Now 12 days later, she says you could be together without her saying anything. And I think you have to ask that. Why doesn't she have to say tavalti? He says he can just be with her 12 days later without her saying.
You don't have to say tavalti.
Right.
It's interesting. All right. And in Sifyud Aleph, we said that as long as she waited the number of days that she could have gone to the mikveh, you don't have to ask her. So it could be there. It's sort of like a pesha also. That, what?
But it's not really because of Tamei. I mean, if she's not pregnant, you know she's seeing.
There's not something magical about her saying the word Tavalti.
Well, the fear is that she will, is that she'll give in without. But look at the Ramah Sefal. If the Ramah really says here, the Ramah says, "Uma'achas she'avu yamim she'ef shalom limnais v'litval." Nemenes, I feel a right begadam luchlach medam, Nemenes Limer, Bishuk Tabachim of Arti, and Nisaski, Bitsipar, Kadaimulazet. I hear it doesn't, so he still says you have to ask her. It just says that she's Nemenes. So here, the question is, what's the Chiddush that she's believed? You know where we learn Eidechadam Bisurim from? We learn from Isha that Vesafralah, that she counts for herself. So Taz Aleph tells us the Chiddush. Kosha Maika Mashvalah. Says what's it telling us here? That's the whole din of Eidecha Dema Bisurim. So he says Dakach Davke Demenes. My Kabbash with Dakach Davke Demes Lavachi Ein and Demenes Pshita Shein and Demenes Kivin She Yevsho Shatov Lo Besarches Isman. He says she's not believed within the 12 days. Of course she's not believed. Nira Afilu Am Safik Layim Avra Kach Kach Yamin She Yevsho Shatov Lo. As he does with Besupik, if enough days pass, the Haidu. She regila lil baish haderech is lil baish levanim biyam vav l'riyasa. A lot of women typically bleed 6 days. Va'ashav yefsha b'kach. Now, if she went to the mikvah, she had to bleed only 5 days, which is not a regular cycle. Elishem tavla is tzricha lil baish levanim biyam hay v'yamerish tavla. Now, man, it's kibush gemana efsha b'kach. So the Taz says, the Chiddush is, that even though it's not her normal pattern, she's believed. Because the Kesser says, it's not Shver, it says she's believed. Taka, we learned Eirecha Dem Bisurim from here. But the Shulchan Aruch's job is to tell us, Halachis, that's saying Gemara. So because the Kesser says that that's what it's coming to tell us. So here, there's a fascinating Chavos Das here about women. What happens if you have a woman who lost her nemanis? What happens if a man is married to a woman and she was Mizana once or Bayal once when she was Anida, she was single, she was Nibala once. Now they get married. What nemanis does she have to be able to say that she went to the mikveh? Normally, Erecha Dem Bisurin is not by a Cheshuda. Somebody who's Cheshuda Bekach. So what nemanis does she have to be believed afterwards that she went to the mikveh?
When does she become
Baal Teshuva? So if you know whatever the Gedarim of Baal Teshuva is, I guess you can know. What? Why was she wasn't being Machti?
Maybe no.
Didn't care. Now he cares.
She was single.
Yeah, she was Mizana out to Anita.
That person was being single.
Anita for herself, she would, but to be Machti husband, she's more afraid. Okay. What? You lose the Erech Adem Bisurim if you're over.
If she once served the ham sandwich.
Once, you know, it says that once you don't give second chances. That's what it says. I always scream about the Echsherim that they always give second chances. In Shulchan Aruch it says that you lose Erech Adem Bisurim once. Once, B'Pshia, B'Mezid.
But money wasn't involved.
What? So why should that change? Maybe today... there's such a mentality that it's more chomer when you're married than when you're single. You mean? Let's see. Pischei Tshuva brings down the Chavos Das. Yeah. Somebody once applied for Heksher for us. He has somebody else's Heksher. So we looked into it and we found that the Mechal Shabbos by Kiddushin. They were caught being Mechal Shabbos by Kiddushin. It's a big Yetzer Hara. I don't judge anyone. You know, they have a Kiddush with somebody paid, gave a lot of money for a Kiddush, and they forgot to turn on the fire under the Chalent. There's going to be no Chalent. So it, the truth is, it's a big Messiah for a person. No Chalent by a Kiddush on Shabbos, you know. I always like better when they have Goyim. So if they have a Yetzer Hara, do with a Goyim. It's not so Chomer as a Yid. But so I was there. The person applied for the Heksher. We met with him. And we thought we have to give him a chance to answer. So we told him what happened in Shabbos, this Kiddush, the Machal Shabbos. So this is Elishayna. He got up. He said, never heard of tshuva? You never heard of tshuva? I'm doing tshuva. I'm not going to do it again. That's always his answer. So, he wasn't crying, you understand? You know, so in Shulchan Aruch it says, you catch them once, they're out. And it's a hard thing. When a person's parnosis from his Hashem, it's really hard to give it up. So it's interesting, the Pischei Tshuva, you're not going to believe this one. It says, what about an Isha that was Mizana Al Teshus Ish? What nemanis does she have on that she goes to the mikveh? Eshus Ish is Karis? So is nemanis that she went to the mikveh? He says, yes. Because Mayim Gnovim Yom Taku. The Mizana Al Teshus Ish, she can't do a Beheter. So he says two things. He says, Mayim Gnovim Yom Taku. It's more attractive. And secondly, he says, there's no way of doing it beheter. But to a husband, she'll... now, it can't be the same husband. She's not a tachas bayis, she's also to a husband. But to a husband, so it's not ma'am gunovin, and it's pas besala, she go to her mikveh. So she's mizana l'teyavain, she go to her mikveh. It's not l'teyavain. Does he hear that? The Chavos Das says she has an emanis. A pella? That's what he says. What? Rachel? Was never married. Yeah, well, she was a guy or she was a guy. Yeah. She was a guy. That's Sicha Tshuva. Okay, the Chavos Das is Beis. Pischei Tshuva Beis. Chavis Das says, Aymer Heitiv, Kosav, Hataz, Afilim, Regila, Luvash, Lavon, and Biyavav, Luvias, Ashi, Yavshe, Bekach, Elam, Tavis, Tzucha, Luvash, Lavon, and Biyavhei, Biyamerisha, Tavla, and Amenis, Kimish, Shevshe, Bekach, Ayin, Shav. So the first 2.5 lines of the of Pesachei Tshuva Beis are the Taz. Now the bottom line on your page, the E of the Pesachei Tshuva, Isha, Chashuda, Lissanida, Imzinsa, Benidus, Loi Mikri, Chashuda, Labaila. A woman who was over an isanidus is not called chashuda labayla. V'ne'amenes afilu b'shas vesta. V'michshila labayla b'isanidus. Shuv ein ne'amenes loymer b'shas vesta toiradi ad shetasa tshuva. So he says a maisis nus that is mayim genuvim or it's not pas besala. So she was mizana, but once she's married. So she's only choshed l'teyavayin, and here she can do it the next day. So she's believed. But if she was machshel her husband b'sanidus, shuv eina meres loy b'shas vesta, t'ayre ni ad shetasa tshuva. Aba shaloy b'shas vesta, v'chei loy b'shetavla, nemenes. He says shaloy b'shas vesta, or to say she went to the mikvah, she's believed, because she's only does averis l'teyavayin. If the husband knows it was already the day to go to the mikvah, why wouldn't she go? Except in the winter. He's talking before they had heated mikvahs. He says in the winter she's not Naman because she's choshed for nidus for teyavai. So b'meila zok to chavis das. Zok to pisrei tshuva. The ebsher b'mokim shadaisim schar bar atfila eina nemenes. She's choshed for teyavai. She has to pay by the mikvah. She's not nemenes anymore. Because she's the teyava and she's over this anidus. If he gives her the money, it's a vite, it's no good. So you have to send the money to mikvah.
She can keep it.
She might keep it, right?
By check.
So, pay by check. I see everyone figured out how to, their wives don't figure out to get the
money. Check out the cash.
All right, anyway, this is the difficult. Baruch Hashem, the Chavis Das has such a kula. Otherwise, his kula is. That from Znus to Isabaila is two different things. Znus is my beloved Yutaku, and it's not Pas Basaloi. She won't be Mizana now. She'll say, she's a single girl. Someone wants to be Mizana, she's interested. She'll tell him, just give me a few minutes after I run to the mikvah. They're not going to wait, especially 7 days, not going to wait for her. With her husband, he's going to wait. So he says, because she's Chasha to be Mizana, Znus doesn't make her a Chasha that she's not, as long as it's a Teyavain, she's not Chashuda Labaila. To do my sisnos. That's the Chavis Das's kula.
Yeah,
okay. What? It says a bloish also tshuva about it. A balas tshuva is a belief. She did tshuva. Because I'm not Shabbos Shabbos to Shabbos Shabbos, that's harder than going to the mikveh. So she's okay, so Beis and Gimel, we're going to learn some Shev Shmaitzis next week. So Beis and Gimel is a sugya in Ksubis Chav Beis. And the Shaila here, an interesting Shaila, when a woman announces she's a Nida, she announces she's a Nida, she tells her husband she's a Nida, or she wears certain clothing, she's hosing to be a Nida. And later, she wants to back off and say, oh, I was kidding, I was angry at my husband, I was tired, I wasn't interested that night, I said I'm a Nida. She gives excuses. That's called an Amasla. So the question is, under what conditions an amasla is believed? Again, a woman says she's a nida, so she's believed. Why is she believed? Why is a woman says she's a nida believed? Anybody know? What? So the Shmaitza, Shev Shmaitza, Shmaitza Vav, from Perek Ches and on, he talks about dina nida. He says, why is a woman believed to say tveyani? So you're saying because Tommy say because Eirachadem Bisurim, but the Machlekes Rishayim, if you say Eirachadem Bisurim against the Chazaka, she's Becheskes Tara. Do you say Eirachadem Bisurim Becheskes? What? She's Kavua, you mean? She's not Kavua. She's not Kavua. So he says the Shmaitza brings the Machlekes Rishayim. She's believed either because of Erech Nabi Surim, even against the Chazaka, or because of Shavya Nav, Shechatichin Yisura. Because there's a rule that of Shav Yanah Shechatich Edisoro, which means if a man says this is treif, so even though he may not be believed, Erechel is only done Bisor now what's his. Let's say I say your thing is treif. So Shav Yanah Shechatich Edisoro, I'm not allowed to eat it. Anybody else allowed to eat it? I'm not allowed to eat it because Shav Yanah Shechatich Edisoro, I threw on myself a chaticha sisa. This is brought in Hilchos Shechita, Siman Beis, a sheichit. As long as the basar is under his hands, he's believed to say it's nevela, because it's biyadai, it's still in his hands. Or if he owns it, he's always believed. Once he gave out the meat, b'cheskas kashrus, and now he wakes up in the morning and says, oi, what I did yesterday, it's really nevela, he's not neman. And Erechem is Nebisur is not Neman of someone else's food. However, he himself is awesome. Now, how could that be? How could Bezdin Paskin, for you it's awesome, for everyone it's mutter? So there's a fascinating Machlaikis Achrainim brought into Pisrei Tshuva and Siman Beis. And this is a hot topic. You'll see some of the Lashaynis. There's a Mari Bosson. Mari Bosson was a Kadmain, who's quoted in many of the Svarim. I don't know if he wrote him, somebody wrote a Sefer. I never saw a Sefer of the Mari Bosson. But he's quoted, the Sharam Melech quotes him very often, like Yehuda, they quote the Mari Bosson. Mari Bosson says that Shav Yanah Shechatich Yisura means, the Ksai brings as well, this Mari Bosson. What Shav Yanah Shechatich Yisura? I say your thing is treif. I'm not Naaman. Doesn't believe me. But it's an issa neder. Like I say, bosa zeh olai ke whatever iser ke hegdish. So it's also on me. So the Rebbe son says that it's an issa neder. Shavi adashi sura. It's like I made a neder to aser it on myself, and that's why it's aser. Others say no. Rebbe Yehuda says that adam neman alas by yosem emei aidim. A Pashto rule, a person believed on himself more than 100 Eidim. He says it's treif, so it's treif. So that'd be Yehuda's matmiya. He says if it's altisa neder, you could go be mata neder on such a thing, no such thing. So lamaisa, we have two hezberim in Shavya Anaf Sheikhatich Edisura. And this idea that a person is believed on himself, let's learn Sif Beis quickly and we'll come back to it. What? Even though it's affecting your husband? Tell him. What? Oh, so it's interesting. It says, the Shmaitzer says that if you learn that you're believed on yourself, only at Shavi Anafsha, so the husband is only also to be Bayalhar, Aslus Ne'iver. Now Aslus Ne'iver. Aslus Ne'iver can be Bayalhar, she has no Nemanis to Bayani. It's only us, that he's not allowed to be with her. Now, you do have to know, Shulchan Aruch, it says that when an Eid Echad says something and is not believed, if in your heart you believe it, you're supposed to be Chayshish. Right? It says, the issue says, Zanisi Tachas Baili. A woman says, I was Mazana Tachas Baili. She's not Nehma. She can't ask herself on her husband. Hashid on Shema, Inna, Nostabachim. But Shulchan Aruch, it says, if he feels she's telling the truth, so he has to be chayshish for it, no worse than an umdana. So in a typical month, a woman tells her husband, I'm bleeding, I have a period. He believes her, of course, she's also, he has to be chayshish as a nida. But technically, she has a debaris, even if he doubts her. So he says, it's either I'll say nechadam bisurin, if y'all nechadam bisurin is believed against the chazaka, or it's out shav yadash yitichid isura, in which case, his isur is only a lifta yividika isur. To be vialized. I state in the Shmaitz. No, it has to be what she expects. Okay. Apparently.
What? She said she's staying. What did she say she's staying?
Wait, for him it's not current.
So therefore what?
No, she said, what does that do in the middle?
It's whatever it is.
In the middle, it could be any time. She said she's staying.
It's whatever it is, yeah. If it's a time, she's Muzik, so anyway, you have to be Chayshish. Even if she doesn't say anything, you have to be
Chayshish. Does that mean it's not Chayshish?
It's not.
It's not Chayshish. The Hanush is not Chayshish.
Well, if it's Chayshish, depends on the facts. So, you know, if she didn't believe, she's bleeding and he's bailed her, even if Halach is mutter, so he's a shaygeg, he has to bring a karbachata.
We're only throwing on the
Nisr. All right, here. Maybe it won't be karbachata. But till Sulf Deiver, she's Aser.
Yeah.
She says she's a Deiver. Yeah, sorry. All right, so we're going to learn Sepeza Gimel Mitzashem.